down in the mud, sir. Over. Again, I know it's you, but I cannot copy your voice. I can't hear what you're telling me. I put you down in NetLogger. If you want to maybe go to the NetLogger and type to me, that way I can relay what you're saying or thinking. Over. Give it a try, and I'll respond to you on NetLogger. Mr. Jesse, who do you have next?
At this point, we're looking for check-ins at this point. I'm waiting to see if we hear from John out of Tennessee also, November 4 X-ray Yankee Charlie, but I haven't heard him in, so just stand by before you put him up.
KO4FE.
And there's Mr. Bill, KO4FE, Jesse.
Hey, good evening, Bill, KO4FE. I was waiting for Bob to come back to me, but good evening, Bill. Good sounding tonight, 20 over.
Okay, good to hear it, Jesse. You're coming in. I didn't look at the meter, but you and Bob are coming in 5-9.
Hi, very good. Well, thank you for being here tonight. Good to hear you, and sounds like the band's not too bad, so very good. All right, thanks, Bill. We'll be back around to you, sir. Let's see what time it is. Oh, by the way, Bob, I am not going to be able to download this, evidently. It's looking for something I have no idea about, but let me fill out all my information. What is the time frame? It is 22:04, so very good. Thanks, Bob. KG4ZXC, ND Winston United Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go ahead and call in CQ. Calling CQ Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXC. I'm letting time slip by me, and we're taking check-ins. Good evening.
Jesse, since I didn't hear anybody, you are doing www.netlogger.org.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I got it listed right here, and I'm trying to fill out all the blank information here to fill out, all the requirements. But I got it. I just got to get it all downloaded again. Maybe about halfway through the net, I might have it figured out again. All right, thanks, Bob. Let's see. It is Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie, and we're still taking check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. All stations are welcome to participate. It is open net. Anyone, anywhere. Mr. Bob, where are you going in scheduling here?
Ask me that question again. What am I doing in the scheduling?
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase the whole thing here. What position are you listed on the list? Since I'm handwriting the list tonight, what is your number?
Alrighty, I've got you as number one. I put me down as number two. I've got NE4ME number three. N4ROQ is four. KC8EHR is number five. And KO4FE is number six.
Okay, we got one more for you. K8JOY in the Wednesday night Lucy net. Stand by 1 second. I heard it come right in there. So let's take, I think that's Mr. Rob. Take it away, Rob.
K04GST, check in for the Liberty net.
Alrighty, I know it's Rob, but I can't, I know it's GST. What's the first part of it, Rob? Something, something four.
Kilo Oscar.
Alrighty, I've got you in there. Kilo Oscar four, G, S, and a T. There you are, Robert. I will change it again to Robbie. I don't know why it doesn't change it. It's supposed to.
That's fine. I appreciate it, Mr. Bob.
Okay, thank you, Rob. KO4GST out of South Carolina. Once again, this is KG4ZXC. And let's see, handwriting everybody down until I get this scheduler reiterated in my computer, ladies and gentlemen, so please bear with me. All right, last call before we start the net off. Anyone else would like to join us for the Wednesday night Liberty net? Give a call sign, please.
KD0RFA.
Mr. Kilo, Delta, Zero, Romeo, Sierra, Alpha, Gita. Good evening, sir. Mr. Mo.
Good evening, Jesse. I've got 10 up to 15 over 9 lightning strikes, so I'll make you listening over.
Okay, roger, roger, Mr. Mo. Well, we appreciate you being there, and when it cools down a little bit, don't hesitate to jump back in there. We'll keep tabs on you, sir. Hey, clear with Mr. Mo, KG0RFA out of Nebraska. That's Mr. Mo, ladies and gentlemen. And he has lightning strikes, so he's going to be in monitoring mode there, Bob, if you copied everything he said.
Alrighty, we always go past and give him a shout, though, so I'm just going to leave it showing that he's active.
Okay, very good. Alright, let's see, it is almost 9 minutes past the hour, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to make this computer work, and actually, my clock is way fast, so I got 22:05. Alright, anyone else for the Wednesday night Liberty net would like to check in tonight? Call now. Okay, I'm hearing nothing, so let's go ahead and start the net off. Bob, would you like to do the opening statement?
Alrighty, I will do the opening statement. Do you want me to go from the opening statement to my article, and that way it'll give you a little bit of time to mess with the computer?
Yeah, that would be great.
Alrighty, I will do that. Good evening to everyone. Tonight's MC is going to be Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX and a C. This is KAHAO and a Y. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974. Founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the Arium net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty net. I will open by the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to make one little amendment. Again, it was put together in 1923. In 1954, in response to the communist threat of the time, isn't that what's happening today? President and retired General Eisenhower, I'm sure he would be spinning in his grave over today's events, encouraged Congress to add the words under God, creating the 31-word pledge we use today. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Nowhere in the Pledge of Allegiance does it use the word woke. I did not see it anywhere. So while Mr. Jesse is trying to download on his computer, I'm going to start this off. Good old Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know if any of you saw his little huffing and puffing, but the Western Journal put out an article The Terminator has got terminated by one of his longtime sponsors after comments made at a recent appearance on CNN. Redcon One, R-E-D-C-O-N-1, a sports supplement company, has withdrawn its sponsorship from the former California governor's annual bodybuilding competition, the Arnold Classic, which would take place in Columbus, Ohio, next month. The company founder, Aaron Singerman, explained in an Instagram post that his company could not, in good conscience, support an event that honors a man who would make such dangerous and anti-American remarks. 2 weeks ago, the actor and bodybuilder joined CNN senior global affairs analyst Bayana Goldenrod, and rapidly parent and star of the first impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump during a discussion about the Biden administration's latest round of vaccine mandates. That's not correct. Latest round of the shot and mask requirements, the former governor said, quote, "There is a virus here. It kills people. And the only way we can prevent it is to get vaccinated, to wear a mask, to do social distancing, wash your hands at all times, and not just to think about. Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here." Note, and Arnold then says, "No, screw your freedom," unquote. Quote, "Because with freedom comes obligations and responsibilities," unquote. Again, from Arnold, "We cannot just say I have the right to do X, Y, and Z. When you affect other people, that is when it gets serious." He quoted the refusal to wear a mask as to run a red light that could kill someone, he said. He's quoted again by saying, "Yeah, you have the freedom to wear no mask, but you know something? You're a schmuck." I watched him say that. "You're a schmuck for not wearing a mask because you're supposed to protect your fellow members around you. It's that simple," unquote. Remember, with freedom, which we have in this country, comes some risk. We have the freedom to move about, but moving about has risk. If you want the government to constantly hold your hand, you won't have freedom. Singerman informed his Instagram followers that his company's decision in the classless manner possible. He wrote, "For the last 15 years, I've been attending the Arnold Classic, and for at least a decade, I've been a sponsor of the contest. I've loved Arnold as long as I remember, and credit him for my initial interest in bodybuilding and fitness. I've looked up to him as a role model." He praised his Schwarzenegger story and said, quote, "It's with a heavy heart and with genuine sadness that Redcon One has decided to disconnect any and all support for the Arnold Classic and other Arnold-related events around the world." Let's see. Then Arnold is quoted as saying again, or additionally, "Anyone who says screw your freedom," this is the gentleman that has that business. He's quoted as saying, "Anyone who says screw your freedom is un-American, and Redcon One is a patriotic freedom brand. We support freedom of choice. We don't want Arnold censored or canceled. However, we can't support his opinion with our dollars." Can you imagine if Coca-Cola or American Airlines treating a conservative with this level of respect? Redcon One deserves a lot of credit in how it handled the situation. Later, Arnold has said, "I'll admit calling people schmucks and saying screw your freedom was a little much. Even if I stand by the statement," well then, it's not too much because you still feel that way. "But there is nothing that I am more passionate about than keeping America great." Well, Arnold, if you're passionate about that, then you can't call us schmucks and tell us to screw our freedom. So, interesting article. I actually watched it on TV when good old Arnold said we were shucked and to screw our freedom. Well, he is not a natural-born citizen. He became a naturalized citizen. So he can respect America more than anyone. But he thinks he's better than anyone, kind of like Nancy Pelosi having her little soiree in Napa Valley. A whole bunch of very white, very wealthy, unmasked people and a $30,000 a plate dinner, and the only people wearing masks were the brown servants. Now I'm telling you, that is a slap in their face, considering all the carrying on she does about the racial equality. Black servants had to wear a mask, and no one, and I say no one at that table, was wearing a mask. With that being said, Jesse, I burned up as much airtime as I can. I hope you're downloaded, and I'm passing it back to you. KHJOY Friday.
Okay, thank you, Bob. KHJOY in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I got it downloaded, but I'm having some other problems that came about under download, so it's not going to be possible. Thank you for running the larger tonight, and appreciate the article, and that gave me the adequate time to take care of most of everything. So thank you, Bob.
All righty, and I'm going to yell out to Clint. He is on NetLogger. He is listening to us, so he's going to type in stuff, and I'll repeat it when it's his turn. Back to you, Deb.
Okay, roger, roger. Thank you again. Yeah, you'll have to give me Clint's call sign here in a minute, and I'll write down my list as well. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXC out at the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. You're in that control for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Bob, KHJOY, out of Ohio. Also, running the logger again tonight. And, let's see. I wanted to start the net out with something that has been bugging me for a while. And it just keeps dawning on me how much we try to look at what's going on around us, and we're looking for leadership is what we're looking for, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I see it nowhere. Nowhere to be found. Donald Trump is the only one that's trying to inspire anybody in this country to stand up and do the right thing for this country. But where do we go? We have no leadership other than a president that is not being acknowledged as the president. We got some yahoo in here that's some kind of psychopath with his wife writing the checks and putting signatures on the sheet that doesn't even have anything to do with her. Yeah, I'm talking about Jill Biden. Yeah, that's who I'm talking about. She's crashing around this idiot in front of everybody like he's some kind of god or something, and he has no clue. And yet, where is our leadership? Where is the Republican Party? Where is anyone other than maybe a few that will stand up? Sean Hannity, to me, is even backstabbed, ladies and gentlemen. I'm seeing so much problems with who is leading the Republican Party right now. Nobody. That's right. Nobody is out there giving us guidance. And yeah, I don't know where this world is going to turn, and I can't answer the question, but I do know this. We must all stick together and be all part of the same collective to beat these unelected officials at their own game, because that's what's going on. And if people ain't already seeing what's going on, oh well. Alright, well, I ain't gonna hold it, Bob. Thank you, guys. That's my opening statement for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Moving down to Mr. Rusty, November Echo 4, Mike Echo. Come on in, Mr. Rusty. What do you got to add to the beginning of the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Come on in, sir.
Okay. Well, my first time checking in, so if I sound like an idiot, you'll know why. So anyway, hopefully won't be too bad here. Just something always comes into mind every time that we deal with the Middle East. Not, you know, let alone what we deal with here back at home, but I always think of the same thing, and I think of our soldiers as the pearls. And the infidels, I guess, in these different areas, the Muslims as the swine in the situation. But if you look there, everything else says, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under thy feet and turn and tear you to pieces. And that's exactly what happens anytime that we meddle in the Middle East. Our best bet has been the Reagan type of stuff is just get them fighting over there, build them up a little bit. If one got two built up, he'd build another one up, let them fight a little bit better, and let them keep their fight over there. As long as they're preoccupied with their fighting over there, then they're not wanting to deal over here. So I know that's, I'm sure that's probably been said on here before, and it will probably be said on here again, but I just don't like the idea of putting our soldiers in harm's way when we can do such stuff strategically from the air. Rule the air. I mean, don't let anything take off that you don't like. Don't let anything take place in a thing that you don't like. Whatever you think you dislike, put a hole in it. I don't care how many drones you have up in the air to keep the stuff stable over there, but I mean, there ought to be drones everywhere all the time, ready to be on attack until our guys get out of over there. And then we still need to fly some over here and there to make sure that they're not trying to build nuclear weapons and stuff like that, like China is doing. We need to pay more attention to them. But anyway, we've got so many problems here. You know, I would love to think that in 6 years I can retire. But it's hard to believe that in 6 years that the Lord's not coming back first. There's so much stuff going on. Earthquakes and natural disasters and so on. And now everybody wants to say it's a global warming. Well, we've been warming up for a long, long time. Here and there. So there are times it's been colder, there are times it's been warmer, and all that stuff. But anyway, just keep your heart at the right place. Know who you're really entering to. If you have to take a life or something, take a life, but do it. Do it with prowess, I guess you'd say. Take care of your family, take care of yourself, take care of your church, and all that. So there's some good resources out there online if you don't have a home church. There was a guy named Jack Hibbs, H-I-B-B-S, out of Chino Hills, California, of all places. And he is not afraid of mixing politics and religion. He has people in there like Bill Federer, or William Federer, how you want to say it, Charlie Kirk. He's got Larry Elder the other day, that's running for governor of California. He has different things over there that are related over there. And he also has a guy named Amir, A-M-I-R, Sarfati, T-S-A-R-F-A-T-I. He's a major in the IDF, and also he's the former governor of Jericho before whoever was over there and gave land to the Palestinians or whatever. So he's got a Telegram app that he runs, and there's something on there just all the time. You can see places getting blown up all the time. You know, Israel pretty much never says when they do a bombing run to somewhere, but it's neat. He'll be live, and he can go, hear that, that's F-15's coming in from a bombing run. So anyway, I think my aunt's getting warm because I'm hearing stuff popping over here, so don't want to run it too hard. I'll continue to listen here. I'm not sure if I'll be able to make any more comments, but we'll be listening here. Any for any.
Hi,
Okay, very good there, Mr. Rusty. Appreciate your input, and, you know, it's always going to be something in the Middle East, and I'm just waiting for the prelude to whatever next is coming our way. So thank you, Rusty. Good to hear you out of Tennessee. Great signal also. So thank you. November Echo 4, Mike Echo, clear with Mr. Rusty. Hi, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KT4, Tennessee, out of Devoted Frogstown, Pennsylvania. All right, moving down the list to Mr. Larry, coming out of also Tennessee, N4RO here. Mr. Larry, you
check in.
With us, sir. If you are, take it away.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Yep. So that was a great article there, Bob. I just looked that up. And I'm glad you brought that up on Schwarzenegger. He really showed us what he was made out. He was supposed to be a Republican too. He ran California, you know, still there. He was supposed to be a Republican. He loses his sponsor. Thank goodness this sponsor, Redcon 1, REDCON1, has decided to discontinue any and all support for the Arnold Classics and other Arnold-related events around the world. So, this Redcon 1 founder, Aaron Singerman, he wrote that on Instagram. So, thank goodness they're showing these people that you can't just get in there and say, let's see, what did he say? He said, screw your freedom. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger said, screw your freedom. You need to wear the mask no matter what. So basically, screw your freedom. So that's great. Thanks for bringing that up, Bob. You did a great, you had a lot better article than I did. You had a lot more complete on that. So let me see. I've got another one or two here that I want to bring up about the government. Let me get to them here. And I want to bring one up later about Alex Jones. He had a good article, a video of a gentleman that's a PhD talking about the COVID-19 vaccines. And basically, he said if you took the COVID-9 vaccine, or the COVID-9 vaccine, that you would basically, it would destroy your immune system. And I'll go over it a little bit later, but just remember, I'm going to check, have a little more info on that. Okay, let's see. Looks like it's 7 people at a German university, victims of apparent poisoning. So they tried to poison some people there. 7 people at university in Western Germany received medical treatment after showing symptoms of poisoning. Prosecutors have opened an investigation. 2 suspicions of attempted murder. The employees and students of the Technical University in Darmstadt experienced medical problems on Monday. Milk cartons, the water containers, and one of the buildings on the campus appeared to have been contaminated with a harmful substance. So people, be sure. Eating more, be sure of what you're drinking. You just never know who could put something in there that would hurt you really bad. It looks like Biden's keeping his August the 31st exit. U.S. military turns up evacuation efforts. President Joe Biden decided to stick with that date. The decision reflects in part the U.S. military's concern about heightened security threats to the massive airlift that began 10 days ago. I haven't been checking. I don't know if they've got any, how many thousands of left are still to be removed. I don't know anything about that, but so every day we're on the ground. As of the other day, we know ISIS-K is seeking to target the airport and attack both us and the Allied forces and innocent civilians, Biden said at the White House. Afghanistan's Islamic State groups are known for their staging suicide attacks on civilians. The Taliban are cooperating and security is holding despite a number of violent incidents. It's a tenuous situation, he said, adding, we run a serious risk of breaking down as time goes on. Pressure from U.S. allies and Democratic and Republican lawmakers, veteran groups, the refugee organizations have grown for Biden to extend his deadline, which is set well before the Taliban completed its lightning takeover of Afghanistan on August 15th. Okay. Well, I'm not going to go ahead and read the whole thing, but it's, you know, we talked about it's same as treason, leaving all the ammunition, millions of rounds of ammo, guns of all kinds, military Humvees, helicopters of all kinds, just everything over there for these people to use and drive around and wage war against us and other people.
Check in.
Okay, moving on to another article.
Check in.
Let's see, one more here. I'll get one more before I leave here on this one. This is by Israel. They're having some more shootings over there. Gazans launch incendiary balloons into Israel after strikes. Comes from Gaza City, Gaza Strip. Hamas backed Palestinian activists on Tuesday in the Gaza Strip. Thus, a new wave of incendiary balloons into Israel, raising tensions after a night of Israeli airstrikes on the seaside territory. The enemy strikes this week have engaged in their heaviest cross-border fighting since an 11-day war in May. In the occupied West Bank, meanwhile, officials said that a Palestinian teen was killed in a clash with the Israeli military. The May war between Israel and Hamas militants ended with an inclusive Egyptian brokered ceasefire. Since then, Gaza's Hamas rulers have grown increasingly frustrated with the lack of progress and efforts to cement the truce. Hamas wants Israel to lift a stifling blockade on Gaza, while Israel has demanded the return of the remains of two soldiers, in addition to two captive Israeli civilians Hamas is believed to be holding. Hamas-backed activists have launched incendiary balloons into southern Israel several times in recent weeks, setting fires on the other side of the border. On Saturday, they held a violent demonstration along the Israeli border fence. During the demonstration, a militant next to the fence pulled out a pistol and shot an Israeli sniper in the head at point-blank range. The Israeli remains in critical condition. Some two dozen Palestinians were also hit by Israeli fire. Early on Tuesday, Israeli warplanes carried out a series of airstrikes on Hamas targets in response to incendiary balloons. Israeli military said that Hamas fired machine guns into Israel, drawing an additional airstrike. No casualties were reported on either side. So, back to you up there, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net in 4ROQ back to net.
Check in. Okay, thank you, Larry, and thank you. Appreciate that, Larry. Let me pick up the chicken real quick. This is KG4ZXE. Who's the station?
Whiskey Bravo 2 Juliet Alpha X-ray. WB2JAX.
Okay, WB2JAX. Name and location, sir.
Name is Gary, Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee, Location is Point Pleasant, New Jersey, and I just wanted to check in so I could get a line on somebody helping me out with this Netlogger 3.17. If anybody has any help, I'll stand by.
Jesse, that Whiskey Bravo 2 Golf Alpha X-ray is not a good call.
Negative, negative. Whiskey Bravo 2 Juliet Alpha X-ray.
All right, let me try that one. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Galley, I think that's what you said your name was. Is that Roger, Roger?
That's a Roger, Roger. I got only 100 watts on a whole 430. I'm sorry, I don't have a big amp. Over.
Oh, okay, Roger, Roger. Hi, W2JAX. We got you on the list. There's a couple in front of you. You going to stick around, sir?
I'll try. Yes, I will.
All right, very good. Bob, did you get him logged in okay?
Yes, Mr. Gary is in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Okay, very good. Glad to know that I'm picking them up really good over here too, sir. So, Mr. Galley, good to have you aboard, and we'll be down to you in just a short.
And next on your list would be Clint, and I can read what he typed, Mr. Jeff.
Okay, give me Clint's call sign because I never did write it down.
All right, number 5 on the list would be Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Clint in Michigan. I know he's listening on SDR and he hears us on his antenna in a motel room, but he's not transmitting for me. So he types to me, Michigan residents fight back, estimated 1,000 show up for protests against unelected officials, make last minute decision to mandate masks for kids. And he also says 100% fed up report. Last night after the announcement, two separate groups, Michigan Save Our Kids, Open Our Schools, and Michigan Freedom Keepers organized a last minute protest for parents and citizens of Oakland County, Michigan that began at 8 a.m. this morning in front of the Oakland County Health Department. Then he says, Bob, I just returned my antenna. I'll try to call in again when it's a good time. So if you don't mind, Mr. Jesse, let me see if I can unkey and hear Mr. Clint.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Mr. Clint, KCHEHR, go ahead and see if we can hear you. It is better, but it's not great. Let me see if Jesse hears you. Jesse, do you hear Mr. Clint?
I can hear him, but not as good as I would like to. He's about 80% readable.
All righty, Clint. You're just about 80% readable. If you had a short comment, we could probably reemphasize what you said, or we could go back to typing. Over. Just above the noise level, Clint, but I do copy you, but others don't hear you, so if sending me messages, I can read them off the Netlogger. That way everybody can appreciate what you have to say to us. So I'm going to move along. Thank you for joining us tonight. KCHEHR, back to you, Mr. Jesse.
Okay, thank you, and Mr. Bob, for bringing Mr. Clint in, Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo, out of Michigan, behind the enemy lines up there. All right, Mr. Clint, we're going to have to work on the antenna and get you up a little higher and get a little fire in the wire, I guess. Hey, good to have you aboard, sir. And yeah, we're working on getting your station a lot better. Anything you need some help with, we'll try to help you. Hey, clear with Mr. Clint, ladies and gentlemen, and moving down the list, KO4FE. So, Mr. Bill, what you got to bring to the table tonight? Come on in.
Okay, KG4ZXA, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Well, there's so much news that's falling off the table, Jesse. It's hard to, you just get a headache and feel overwhelmed from reading these ridiculous stories coming out of Afghanistan. Really, you know, Biden is... seems oblivious to the fact that if you've got CNN criticizing you as a Democrat, you've really gone off the reservation or done something totally insane if they're criticizing you. Here's another example of the kind of idiocy that's going on over there. This is Gateway Pundit. Says, update, only 4,400 Americans rescued from Kabul out of 58,700 evacuated civilians. That means 10 to 20,000 Americans are still remaining. So Biden's getting out the Afghan civilians, but he's not getting Americans out. They should have been gotten out first. But not with these clowns, because it's with the Democrats, it's America last. And Biden seems to be Biden's operational slogan when it comes to evacuations. Anyway, it says, according to the Biden regime, 21,000 civilians were evacuated from the Kabul airport in the last 24 hours. 37 U.S. military flights carrying 12,700 evacuees were airlifted from Kabul on Monday, and 57 coalition flights carrying 8,900 civilians were evacuated from Afghanistan. There have also been several private flights leaving from Afghanistan. According to the flight company, the Biden regime has been nothing but an impediment to their work rescuing Americans in Kabul. So I guess Biden wants the Americans to be stuck there, and so they can be killed by the Taliban. And now we've got this new Taliban faction called Taliban K. Well, they think the Taliban is a bunch of liberals, and they're really going to put the pressure on once the United States is out. But anyway, continuing, it says the White House said on Tuesday that 58,700 civilians were evacuated from Afghanistan since the operation began. Emerald Robinson from Newsmax on Tuesday said that only 4,000 Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan. That means there are likely over 10,000 Americans left in the country. It also means that most of the civilians being evacuated are not American citizens. So there you go. Biden's being vague on these numbers, but now we know why. There's going to be a lot of Americans stuck behind, and the Americans that are trying to get to the airport are being attacked by the Taliban. I'll tell you what, this guy is a complete buffoon. You know, this could have been an easy victory for him politically, because I think a lot of people were wanting to get out of Afghanistan. Could have set this up to where they got the Americans out first, arranged for some place, some other Islamic country for these Afghan refugees to go. And then he could have pulled the troops out and basically said, There it is. It's all yours, Taliban. Of course, could have got the military stuff out of there also and just left them with nothing. Go back to the way it was, and who gives a damn? Let go back to your tribal warfare. But that would have been a simple thing. But not with this senile idiot. Okay, here's another story. Fox News. Listen to this. James Madison University trained students that Christians, white males, are oppressors. You know, it's unbelievable that this isn't some violation of civil rights law, but this is going on. James Madison University in Virginia is training student employees to recognize that people who identify as male, straight, cisgender, or Christian are oppressors that engage in systematic subjugation of other social groups. Can you believe that? This is a public-funded university that gets taxpayer money, and they're teaching this kind of crap. According to documents obtained by Fox News, student employees in charge of facilitating orientation for first-year students this fall at JMU underwent training in recent weeks to learn about social justice and inclusion. Training video mandated by student staff hosted by coordinators Jessica Weed. How much you want to bet she smokes weed? And Jennifer Iworks described oppression as, quote, the systematic subjugation of one social group by a more powerful social group for the social, economic, and political benefit of the more powerful social group, close quote. And where is that happening, Mrs. Weed, or Miss Weed, or whatever the hell you're, and Jennifer Iworks? Now, where is this happening? I want to know. I want to see it. The JMO training materials listed the various races and nationalities they consider to be so-called privileged or agents, and those they characterized as oppressed or targets. Among the privileged, according to the presentation, are people who identify as male, cisgender, heterosexual, heteroromantic. There's another new term they've thrown in, heteroromantic. I don't know what that means. Christian, white, Western European, American, upper to middle class, thin, athletic build, able-bodied, or ages between 30 and 50. I mean, if they keep expanding these categories, pretty soon everybody's going to be an oppressor. I mean, if it keeps going this way, after the training was completed, student employees were sent an email instructing them not to share these materials with others. Oh, I wonder why. You know, this is insane. Yeah, I can't believe that this hasn't triggered a civil rights investigation by the Justice Department. I mean, this is about as big. If they did this against any other group, believe me, they would be all over. But since it's white people, Christian, straight, I don't know, the homo romantic, the hetero romantic, I don't know what that means. I'll have to look that one up. Western European, I mean, then you're bad. You're bad in a country created by white, cisgender, Christian, Western European Americans, able-bodied. Your country, in your own country, you're bad. If that's not perversion, I don't know what is. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC from KO4FE.
Okay, very good, Bill, and I appreciate your comments and your input. And you know, they are so much out here, like you said earlier, they're just falling off the table. There's so much news going on right now and fake news going on and all the information that we are seeing presented in front of us. It makes us... That's enough to make anybody sick. So, you know, I understand how people feel. But, you know, I just want to know one thing, Bill, and maybe you can identify this for me. Why are we having so many civilians in Afghanistan? They're not interpreters. What is the purpose of all those civilians? Can you explain that, Bill?
I don't know. I saw one article where they were saying there were some student groups over there. I guess there's a lot of left-wing activists and NGOs over there promoting feminism and transgenderism and all this Marxism. I couldn't care less what happens to them. I mean, they should have got out long ago. They shouldn't even be there. But there's a lot of NGOs operating over there, pushing a bunch of, you know, this gender bender feminism and liberalism. So I'm not that worried about them. But I guess there might be some other people that aren't up to any, any kind of nefarious activity. I don't know. I'd like to see a breakdown. But I think a lot of them are involved with these NGOs.
Jesse, I got an answer.
Go ahead, Bob.
So I was talking to some of the Marines that served with Robert, and some of the people that are over there are retired military, and they stayed on as contractors to do logistic jobs, jobs around the base, repairing things, not necessarily all Blackwater type ops people, but other contracting companies that have them over there facilitating our service men and women at the base. So that's not all of them, but there apparently is a large percentage of those that entered the military and then became contractors. Some retired, some just exited and stayed there and continued to do a job similar to their job in the service for better pay. Over.
Explains a lot, because I was under the impression they had a super large group of mercenaries over there, along with some other disturbing, shady characters. All right, well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. And thank you to Mr. Bill also. So this is the Wednesday Night Listening Net. I'm KT4ZXC. Clear with David Bill. Why hand for FP, Mr. Bill. All right, moving down the list, KA4GFC, Mr. Rob. Take it away, sir.
Stanford's opposition to Trump, an extramarital affair, which made headlines in 2009. Stanford also represented South Carolina in Congress for two stretches of time, said Graham,
with Terry reportedly plays golf on occasion and adapts, and he said he adapts when Hogan's power is on the line. We started in Congress together and very much a different school of these kinds of things. Adapts where he needs to adapt to hold power. Stanford was a senator, according to the Guardian. He knows South Carolina well and is reading the tea leaves is not to be dismissed, he added. Stanford's political career was put on the thin ice in 2009 when he admitted to having an extramarital affair with a woman from Argentina after going missing for 6 days while taking a trip to the country. He faced calls to resign after a flurry of investigations and articles of impeachment, which were eventually dropped. He was ultimately sanctioned from the actions and Sons out of the Sun was fired in 2011 when Nikki Haley replaced him in the governor's mansion. Stanford has time and response to the political world despite allegations of sexual misconduct against him, calling the situation a cruel joke. And a cop of Stanford's like God is just a cruel joke. I went through a rather humbling journey post-2009 where, needless to say, within the GOP there were some folks who felt strongly that I'd let them down, which I've had, Stanford wrote in his book. And then fast forward, and along comes a guy who personifies all the opposite things that I thought God and circumstances and other people were trying to teach me post-09. And this guy is running for president, and then he gets the nomination, and then becomes president, he added. Stanford waged a bid against Trump for the Republican nomination in 2019, arguing that the country needed to have conservation on what it means to be a Republican. He ultimately dropped out in November of that year. Stanford wrote in his book that he found everything about Trump to be objectionable, specifically noting his lack of community, the lack of embracing conservative ideals that I thought mattered, and the lack of Socratic approach, and the least to believe in ideals themselves, in whether left or right, or the lack of belief in institutions that our founding fathers put in place. He also took issues with Trump's idea that the media could be an enemy of the state. The whole thing is all taken It's like this guy would make a great dictator, but that's not what the American system is about. He is now a citizen with no country. His direct quote says, I am a citizen with no country.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that very much. And great comment. Yeah, I might think you too scripted a little bit, but
Okay, Roger. All right, I thought I missed something there. All right, clear with Mr. Rob Kayo for GOP. Mr. Mo, good evening, sir. KO for good golly, I done forgot Mo's call sign now, Bob.
Yeah, man, Chris.
80RXA.
I think I'm going to be the best. 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 I think I'm
comes in a white box. If you bought it, it was made in 21, and if you bought it in 21, it comes in a white box. It's a 9mm, 308, and 35.
Project that former Vice President Joe Biden will win Pennsylvania and Nevada, putting him over the 270 electoral votes he needs to become the 46th President of the United States. Will win Pennsylvania and Nevada, putting him over the 270 electoral votes he needs to become the 46th President of the United States. The Fox News Decision Desk can now project that former Vice President Joe Biden will win Pennsylvania and Nevada, putting him over the 270 electoral votes he needs to become the 46th President of the United States.
Okay, now, thank you, Bob.
The Fox News Decision Desk can now project that former Vice President Joe Biden will win Pennsylvania and Nevada, putting him over the 270 electoral votes he needs to become the 46th President of the United States.
Donald Trump, the 45th President of the United States, who is seated in this process, I will never give up fighting for you and our nation, will be denied a second term. That has not happened since 1992, and President George H.W. Bush. Keep in mind, the Trump campaign is in the midst of waging legal challenges in several states, but the path is clear for the new president-elect.
All right, Mr. Bob, before I move down the list, you got anything else you want
to add? No, I just was going to reiterate that Mo said that Winchester ammunition
for 1992
in a white
and
box,
President George H.W. Bush. Keep in mind, the Trump campaign is in the midst of waging legal challenges in several states, but the path is clear for the new president-elect.
With that, I'll give it back to you.
To officially
the last person on the list that
in
I have is that
pandemic, almost 150 million Americans voted. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will receive the most votes of any presidential ticket ever.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
The million Americans voted. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will receive the most votes of any presidential ticket ever. The million Americans voted.
The
path is clear for the new president-elect. The states will will receive the most votes of any presidential ticket ever.
I'm number 9. Am I up? Yes, sir, Mr. Galley, you're up. Okay, thank you.
Listen, all I want to do is try to see if somebody's got this screen can tell me what my QSL info is saying. It's blank over here on me, so I'm just curious to see what somebody can tell me what my QSO information is
information
on their screen.
Okay, roger, roger. Bob, can you
navigate
here
for me real quick? All right, so you've got that, Bob, and I'm assuming that you've checked so much of the net, because I see you, and you see all the people that are talking, correct?
Roger, roger.
And then if you go up to the top where all those little blue buttons are, and you click on two monitors, you'll see who's here in AIM window. That's how you can type to each other, over.
Can you tell me what your screen says under the QSO info on online?
Your preferred name is Gary. I see your full name.
I see you're in Oaktown. I see you in New Jersey. I see your address and your zip code. Over.
Okay, very good. All right, let me clarify. You know why. Let me clarify, and I'll talk to you as much as I can. Over.
All right. Thank you for being with us, and I'll pass it back up to Mr. Jesse. KC4ZX to the C, KJY.
Okay, very good, Bob. And that was Mr. Jesse out of New Jersey, Mr. Gallery, for being here tonight, sir.
All right, and thank you, Bob, for and helping them out on the net logger. Seems like you're the go-to guy on that.
All right, let me take a quick call for see if we have any
Charlie 4 Romeo X-ray, thanks again, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is going to the top of the list. Do we have any other late check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Nets before we go to the top? Come call now. Hey, well, I know we got a lot of stuff to cover, ladies and gentlemen, and I am KG4ZX Tennessee, and it's coming up on round two. Let me check my time scheduler here. Okay, I'm in a good order there. All right, let's see. I have a story that comes off of Gateway Pundit, and this is all to you voters. Voters in Pennsylvania that feel your election has been stolen. Well, it has, and I'm here to tell you. Doug Mastrangelo responds to the PA Senate presidential Corman's lie, and I have it, and I will not retreat, Mr. Mastrangelo says. Anyway, this article is off the Gateway Pundit, like I said. Pennsylvania Senate President Jake Corman has blocked a full forensic audit in Pennsylvania for months, and he is now blaming State Senator Mastrangelo, who has led the charge for the audit in Pennsylvania. Yeah, this piece of shit guy, Corman, Jake Corman, he's in my district, within State College of Pennsylvania, and I tell you what, his phone number and everything is out there, so everybody in Pennsylvania needs to be waking him up in the middle of the night, and all his personnel, they need to light him up, because after leading his delegation to tour the Arizona Full Forensic Audit, Mastrangelo told the Gateway Pundit that this is the model. He later held a private meeting of the GOP to discuss the audit for Pennsylvania. So he's actually trying to get something started, but we have so many other illegitimate operatives here that keep interfering, like Jake Corman in particular. Anyway, last week Jake Corman released a statement, and where he even lied about the statement, saying that Senator Chris Douche, that's funny. Chris Douche led the investigation in that statement. He also announced that Senator Mastrangelo had retreated from conducting a forensic audit investigation. But he has not gave it up yet, because Mastrangelo, in his initial statement on Friday, on August 20th, Senator Corman claimed that he was replacing me as lead for the audit because I was retreating, grandstanding, and uninterested in getting things done. Senator Corman is not being honest. The truth is, we spent months briefing Senator Corman and other leadership on our plan. During those many months, Senator Corman either avoided me or repeatedly stonewalled us. On July 6th, I spoke with Corman during the conversation and communicated my interest in issuing letters to the three counties requesting that they cooperate with a full forensic investigation of the 2020 general election and 2021 primary election. Yeah, you remember the primary election where they were counting still illegal ballots? Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember that or not, but it was reported right here on the Liberty Net. Anyway, Senator Corman demands that I do not send those letters after months of obstruction of all this. Let me move this out of the way, dang advertisement. Anyway, it was time to move forward, and the next day we consent all of my committee and sent the letters. I was done waiting, and I'm done letting Corman put the people off any longer. So Mysterio is making some big waves here. And after his appearance, Senator Corman nervously called into the same program and announced that he was stripping me of the investigation. So Corman is a real piece of work, guys. He'd worked so long and hard to obstruct that the moment after Senator Cormier, let me break down for a second here, guys. Alright, reset the timer there. Anyway, Cormier appeared on that show, and I was also informed that he stripped me of my committee, and he removed me of my entire Capitol staff, leaving me with no ability to serve my constituents in Harrisburg. They moved many of these fellow senators, bill that was outrageous and unprecedented move, undercoming of a senator leader. So, Jake Cormier, wait, buddy, your day is coming. So anyway, what do we do is that if it was up to Senator Cormier, there would be no investigation for him to steal. One would also know about that matter, who leads the investigation must go forward. I know that the people of Pennsylvania will never settle for a symbolic investigation, so hopefully something will come from all this, ladies and gentlemen, once and for all, since we're being let down with Arizona. All right, that's my comment for now, ladies and gentlemen, and it goes down to Mr. Bob, K-A-J-O-Y, so take it away, Bob.
Jesse, mine's going to be a little bit winded. It's from the Epic Times. It's by Dennis D'Souza. He is a author, a filmmaker, and a host of the D'Souza podcast. He's writing an article about Saigon all over again. America and the world are watching in rapt dismay as Afghanistan falls into the hands of the Taliban. Just weeks ago, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that it wouldn't happen. The Afghan Security Forces have the capacity to sufficiently fight and defend our country, he said. President Joe Biden, too, insisted that the Afghan forces would continue to fight valiantly. I'm telling you, my son said they didn't have the backbone, and they don't. Never have such confident assessments proven to be so wrong. The Afghan Army, trained by the United States for 20 years at almost incredible cost, proved to be no match whatsoever for the Taliban. To put it bluntly, when asked to perform by themselves on the battlefield, the whole army just got up and ran away. What does this say about the U.S. military training? Many commanders are making snide remarks about how woke the American military has become. Perhaps one sarcastic noted, with a few more men in high heels, a few more transgender surgeries, a few more courses in white rage and critical race theory, the U.S. military would be ready once again to become the most feared in the world. The blunt reaction of the Biden administration has made a catastrophic situation worse. Right when the Taliban was launching its blitzkrieg, the White House released a video of prancing gay intern bombing around the West Wing. While those were undoubtedly not meant to be a response to the serious crisis abroad, it conveyed a frivolous message of, we may be losing, but we know how to lose in style. Most significant, the State Department and Press Secretary Jen Psaki, got it, like the snacker in the shop, made statements that the broaden on the absurd. The State Department warned the Taliban is slow its advance because it doesn't, the United States might withhold domestic recognition of the new regime. Psaki said that the Taliban would carefully weigh the impact of its actions on the chances of full acceptance by the international community. Even now, after our long engagement in Afghanistan, do these people have no idea whom they're dealing with? The Taliban are tribal warriors who function in the ancient style. Their name means student, but many of them are in a middle or even advanced age. These are people who don't want women over the age of 10 to be educated. They had no qualms about destroying the Buddha statues. They can't care less about such things as U.S. diplomatic recognition or full acceptance by the United Nations. One can envision a Taliban commander responding to the State Department and Jen thus, we would be willing to come to your international meeting if we can bring our arms and our animals. We insist upon the right to sell some drugs on the side to fund our operations, which they love to sell opiates. We do not wish to leave the meeting without beheading anyone who is there, and to show our true feelings about the international community. We'd like to defecate on the floor before we leave, unquote. Now, isn't that lovely? This is intended half jokingly, but only half jokingly. The entirely serious question that we should be asking is, how do we get this dangerous outcome? How did we get this disastrous outcome that has produced a human debacle and abandoned our allies and enduring loss of U.S. credibility in the world? There isn't a question of whether the United States should get out of Afghanistan. That's an entirely separate issue for the question of how the United States gets out. The Biden administration didn't, of course, bear responsibility for the war itself. It doesn't bear responsibility for the shameful way the war was conducted. But how did Biden and Milley make such a miscalculation about the tendency and the durability of the Afghan forces? It seems that desperate two decades of costly and unrelated efforts, the United States never trained the Afghans to operate in an independent fighting force from the start. They were treated and trained to be adjacent to the U.S. military. Let's see. The Wall Street Journal writes, the Afghan army fighting alongside American troops was molded to match the way the Americans operate. The U.S. military, the world's most advanced, relies heavily on combining ground operations with air power, using aircraft to resupply air posts, strike targets, ferry the wounded, and collect reconnaissance and intelligence. So Biden pulled out the air support intelligence to contractors serving the Afghan planes and helicopters, and that means the Afghan military simply couldn't function anymore. Chillingly, they write, the same happened with another failed effort in South Vietnam Army in the 1970s. Once again, the world's most powerful military has been humiliated by a group of third world tradesmen and peasants. There's no denying that this was Biden's administration's perceptive withdrawal that brought on the debacle. It's hard to believe that Trump would have done it this way. Trust me, Trump would not have. True, Biden campaigned on a full withdrawal, and it is respected Afghanistan knew that getting out was a possibility, but eventually the Afghan government, including President Ghani, could have believed the United States would actually do it. And boy, that guy ran like a chicken, took the money and run. Now the Taliban will control Afghan once again, as 20 years ago they did. China will seek to establish friendly relations with the new regime and unfold its plan to build routes connecting China to Afghanistan to Pakistan. America's enemies, from Russia to China to the radical Muslims to the Middle East, all will feel emboldened. American allies are now unnoticed that they can't count on the reliability of the U.S. forces, that they are subject to domestic political whims and problems. In retrospect, the Soviet defeated in Afghanistan following the Soviet invasion in 1979 signaled the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union. So basically, we really screwed the pooch on this one. And these people, I hate to say it, Jesse, but I fear for September 11th of 2021, something I fear will go boom. With that being said, back to you, Jesse KJY.
All right. Very good, Bob. And, you know, I feel the same thing. A lot of other patriots out here in this great country is sitting here wondering the same thing. What do they have planned to devastate 9/11 to make it worse than what it was? I'm for sure there's some underhanded, conniving crap getting ready to be displayed, Bob. So hopefully, with the luck of God and the prayers of God and the luck of the Irish, of course, maybe something won't happen, but I pray that it doesn't. All right, thanks, Bob. Appreciate you being here tonight and running the net logger. Appreciate that, sir. Moving down the list. Real quick. This is KG Thorn, Lee XA, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Moving down the list, November Echo 4, Mike Echo, Mr. Rusty. Come on in if you're still with us, sir. Okay, Mr. Rusty. November Echo 4, Mike Echo. You still with us there, Rusty? All right, Mr. Rusty must have moved on. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. You with us, sir?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Hey, Mr. Larry, the deck is yours. Take it away.
Okay, here's an article in called the Knoxville Focus here in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is from a former judge and a representative in Congress, John J. Duncan, Jr. He's writing about the Afghanistan war. It's not very long. It's kind of informative. It says, K.T. McFarland told Mariah Bartiromo on August the 15th that we should have gotten out of Afghanistan in 2001, shortly after we responded in a very forceful way to the attacks of 9/11. McFarland was Deputy National Security Advisor to President Trump and was one of the most respected members of his administration. She told Mrs. Bartiromo that the U.S. has never been successful at nation building, which is what we tried to do for 20 years in Afghanistan. The lesson that we seem to be unable to learn is that the people who live in a country are the ones who have to build it or rebuild it. No one else can do that for them. And it often creates resentment when an outsider even tries. An Associated Press story of August the 16th said that America expanded the most lives, or expended, excuse me, the most lives, dollars on the most inconclusive years of the war. Our military adventure there has already cost over $2 trillion, and it will cost this much or more in the future. Linda Blimes, a senior lecturer in public policy at Harvard, told the Associated Press that repeated deployments there have caused disability rates more than double the rate of Vietnam veterans. She has estimated that the U.S. will spend more than another $2 trillion caring for Afghan and Iraqi war veterans as they age, peaking 30 to 40 years from now. William B., a veteran of four deployments, said he was excited when he flew into Afghanistan on Christmas Day of 2001. Now he says he wouldn't trade a handful of Afghan villages for one Marine. The really sad thing is that the war lasted as long as it did, and more people were killed or maimed just because it meant more money for the Pentagon and defense contractors. And we have had too many people in both Republican and Democrat administrations in the White House and the Pentagon who felt more important for the war going on. We have had far too many who wanted to be seen as modern-day Winston Churchills or as great war leaders. Now we have seen the $88 billion that we spend training and paying the Afghan military and police go down the drain after they cut and ran at the first sign of trouble. And we have left behind mega billions and very expensive military weapons and equipment, planes and helicopters, so that now the Taliban is better equipped than all but a few foreign countries. We could and should have done a phased, orderly withdrawal of people and equipment years ago. Now, as Ben Dominic wrote on the Federalist website, even the most recent predictions were completely off by the experts at the NSA, the CIA, and the Pentagon. Dominic also wrote that the Afghanistan skeptics who pointed out that we were throwing good money after bad are totally vindicated by this. Columnist Kurt Schlichter said our military is now a woke joke, and we should fire all the generals and politicians who delight in sending our young people overseas to get ground up in idiotic wars designed to enrich their cronies. So that was an article here on from the John J. Duncan, Jr. He is a representative and a former judge here in Knoxville, which I sat on one of his juries one time, matter of fact. So kind of interesting that he went on to become a representative. A real good article on the COVID-19 vaccine came out on Alex Jones'
website, InfoWars, and you might want to pencil that in and go to Google that. There's a gentleman, I didn't write his name down, in Ohio, spoke at a meeting at one of the representatives there at one of the buildings. And during that meeting, he said he was had been studying a PhD, 25 years experience in the body and different aspects of the vaccine. And he predicts that within 3 to 5 years, that most people, if not all the people, may possibly pass away from the vaccine. He says that the vaccine destroys your immune system. He said, please do not take the booster, do not take the second shot if you haven't already taken it. It will further deplete your immune system. And he said it's like 15% depletion on the first shot, the vaccine of your immune system, 35% on the second shot, and the booster will, says, if you take the booster, you can just say sayonara, because you will have no more immune system to fight any kind of ailments or any kind of viruses that come up. And he says your organs will shut down, and that you will most likely pass away from the vaccine itself, because it destroys your immune system. It works like AIDS. You do not have an immune system anymore. He also said, of course, that this vaccine is destroying, is causing blood clots. He says they're cutting many, many blood clots out of people right now at this time, trying to get these blood clots out of people from this vaccine. Many other things he got to say before they this gave him a certain amount of time to speak, but he seemed very informative. He knew all about the vaccine and all its different things that happen to your body with it. And he says this what will happen to you if you take the vaccine.
Bad information, bunch of lies. Don't believe everything you
hear. Alex Jones' website. Look up this gentleman in fact, I can shoot you the, if y'all want to leave, anyone wants to leave me your email, I'll email it to you. It may go off the air pretty soon, but I'll be glad, if anyone wants to give me their email, I'll be glad to shoot it to you. I'll give you mine, and you can send me an email, and I'll try to forward it to you. My email is LLWhite@AOL.com. I'll be glad to email you this video of this gentleman, and you can look at it and decipher what you want to out of it. So back to you up there, Jesse. KG4ZXC from N4ROQ. I know everything.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Appreciate you being here tonight. And I do not trust this vaccine. Neither do I trust this regime that is taking over this country. And I will not just blindly follow the rest of the herd to go to the slaughterhouse. I hope everybody else out there understands the significance to all this, and hopefully they'll take heed to it. Thank you, Larry. Clear with N4ROQ out of Tennessee. Hey, Mr. Clint out of Michigan, KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. See if he can copy you, Bob.
Mr. Clint, are you still with us? KC8, KAHJLY.
I know he's saying something. I can't copy any of it. I just typed him a message that said I can't hear him. So I guess I just have to try to see what he types back to me.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, Mr. Clint, if you copy me down here, I was just want to make sure that we have the opportunity to let you get something in there. Yeah, I'm not copying them either, Bob, so hopefully he'll have a response there.
Alrighty, yeah, he just typed that he just tried calling. And I'm typed back to him that we just can't copy him. So maybe I'll ask him if he has anything for the 73 round. And then another gentleman who I know from another band, K4BFR, said, this is Michael. He asked if this is where all the troublemaking patriots hang out. So I'll let you answer that, Jesse.
Well, yeah, this is where all the troublemakers hang out, that's for sure. We're the ones who are talking about the vaccines and everything else that make America less strong. So, yep, that's us. I'm glad to be part of it. Right, Bob?
Roger, roger. There was a, I'm out of turn, I'm sorry. The somebody put in a tweet that all the non-vaccinated mega patriots should be sent to Afghanistan. And an Air Force general said, good idea. And I responded, that's a great idea. Send us sour patriots and give us all the armament that the U.S. military has to offer us and let us go over to Afghanistan. We are not accountable for anybody we kill. And see how long those goat herders last over there. Over.
Yeah, roger that, Bob. So, you know, I read that one earlier, and you know what? They think they're going to offend the American people. Well, they got way over 80 million to offend, and for them idiots to say what they do when they're the ones who are the culprits to begin with, who caused the chaos in this country to begin with. The irresponsible, period, fucking crappy pukes. That's what they are. Anyway, thanks, Bob. Let's see. So we can't get a hold of Mr. Clint, so it's going down to Mr. Bill. So anything you want to add real quick, Bob?
Negative. I'll wait till my turn. Sorry.
Okay, well, no problem, Bob. And let's go down to KO4FE. Mr. Bill, come on in. Okay, Mr. Bill, did you leave us tonight? KO4FE, how about it?
Hey, William, KO4FE, KHLY.
Well, I guess he left the building there, Bob.
Yes, I'm sorry. I guess you'll just have to move on to Robbie.
All right, very good. Well, let's go on down the list then, and thank you, Bob, once again. This is KG4 Vaccine, the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Move down the list to KO4. We went to KO4FE and no copy with Bill. So it goes to KO4EST, Mr. Rob. Come on in, sir.
Thank you, KG4GST. This is KO4GST on Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I have a little story here out of the New York Post, and it reads, Tim Rob warned in 2010 letter that Biden would lead U.S. into a crisis. Osama bin Laden once warned Al-Qaeda not to target Joe Biden because he believes that his inheriting the presidency, if something were to happen to Barack Obama, would lead the U.S. into a crisis, a resurfaced letter shows. In the letter dated May 2010, the Al-Qaeda 9/11 mastermind wrote he had no assassination plot against Biden because he deemed him totally unprepared to lead the United States. Instead, bin Laden urged his followers to be on the lookout for then-President Obama. He told them that they were a high priority to target aircraft belonging to Obama and then-CIA Director David Petraeus. They are not to target
visits by U.S. Vice President Biden. The group will remain on the lookout for Obama or Petraeus, Bin Laden wrote. The reason for concentrating them on this is that Obama is the head of infidelity, and killing them would automatically make Biden take over the presidency for the remainder of the term, as it is the norm over there. Biden is totally unprepared for that post, which will lead the U.S. into a crisis. As for Petraeus, he is a man of the house, and in this last year of war, and killing him will alter the war's path. The letter was uncovered in a treasure trove of documents found in the terrorist Pakistan hideout after he was killed by U.S. forces in a raid on May 2nd, 2011. The documents penned between 2006 and 2011 are publicly available through West Point's Combating Terrorism Center. Bin Laden's criticism of Biden has resurfaced amid the botched withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and the Taliban takeover. It comes as Biden on Friday delayed for at least a day plans to relax at his home in Delaware, and tens of thousands of Americans and Afghan citizens remain stranded in Kabul. See, even back then, this man was a joke. They was laughing at him then, they're laughing at him now, and everybody's laughing at him, and they're laughing at us because of him, and we got to do something about this. KO4GST.
Hey, very good, Rob, and these people are laughing at us. Hey, clear KO4GST in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and very good point. A lot of silly things brought up about shady, creepy Joe Obama and his worshippers there, and they're trying to get everybody to drink the Kool-Aid, just like they always have been trying to do. And it looks like they about got most of the sheep in line to head to the cattle pinners or whatever you want to call them. Anyway. All right, thank you, Rob. KO4GST, clear with you. And let's go down the list. Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. How's that lightning out there in Nebraska, Mr. Mo?
Mr. Mo, are you still with us? KD0RSA, KAHJLY. Mr. Mo, this administration is a disaster. I wish you had internet. I'd send you a link to a Channel 3 newscast. They came and interviewed me because of my adult son that was lost in Afghanistan, and I could play you the news article. I said to the woman interviewing me that this Joe Biden is a disaster, and it wouldn't happen this way if President Trump was in office. But amazingly enough, they didn't use that in the newscast. Over.
That's right. If Trump would have got in, it wouldn't have happened, and things would have been a lot different over there in the Pacific also. Over.
Roger, roger. All righty, sir. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to give it back up to Jesse, KG4ZX Tennessee.
Hi, thank you, Bob, and thank you, Mr. Mo. Thank Mo for me, Bob.
All righty. Jesse said thank you, Mr. Moe, and we're going to move on. Roger, Roger, Moe. Go ahead, Mr. Jesse.
Okay, thank you, Bob, and thank you once again, Mr. Moe. Always a pleasure hearing from you. Yeah, I'm copying Moe good. He's just not copying me too good tonight, Bob. Hey, clear with Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, out of beautiful state of Nebraska. And let's see, WB2JAX, Mr. Galley, come on in.
Roger, Roger. This is WB2. Juliet Alpha X-Ray, New Jersey, and I just want to make a couple comments, not much information that nobody else has bypassed, but the film way back when called Lawrence of Arabia, Lawrence of Arabia showed a lot about where that region is back then and where it is right now. So, Lawrence of Arabia is a good film to watch. I don't have much more, except I'm not too good with this Netlogger. And one of these days, when I get a little bit more time to be on the net, I'll try to get used to this thing. I got one comment to make. I'm logging in, a login contact, and I don't get the full call, not the full call sign. I only get the first four or first two and nothing else but dot dot. So what's the problem with that I'm doing wrong? Over.
I'm sorry. Apparently that was a question and I did not pay attention. You're not getting everything on the call sign?
Yeah, if I want to, on the net logger, if I click the box that says log contact, and it goes down to the call sign address, etc., date, the call sign only, I have K-A-8-J-O-Y, his call is complete. I got November 4, Romeo, Oscar Q, his is complete, but I don't have the rest of them that I logged in. I'm missing the last suffix.
Well, I really can't tell you if I didn't look at it. I don't know. I know that your netlogger's got way too many fields that you don't need, and that sometimes will help. Jesse, can I take a minute to walk you through to correct it?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
All righty, I'm going to try to do this, Mr. Gary. Take your mouse and go up. Let me quick look here real quick. I think it's edit. Let me go to edit. So go up to edit and click on it. Excuse me. And it'll bring a box down. And in that box, go down to the word check-in tables. Do you see that? Over.
Check-in table, yes.
All righty. So go from that box, go to the next box, go all the way down to the word enable and disable columns, highlight that, and click on it. Over.
Okay, I got another box. Roger.
All righty. So now hover over these different fields. And I'm going to tell you the ones that you're going to need a check mark. And I'll tell you the ones to remove the check mark. So you'll want a check mark in call sign, a check mark in state, a check mark in member ID, a check mark in remark, no check mark in QSL, a check mark in city, a check mark in name, a check mark in status. Go to the second row. You'll want nothing in RST receive, nothing in RST send, a check mark in county, nothing in grid square, a check mark in street, a check mark in zip, nothing in DXCC, nothing in mode. Go to the third row. Everything should be unchecked except the bottom box that says preferred name. Over.
Okay, let me uncheck county, let me uncheck M/P,
and let me uncheck award info. And also on the first line, do I got the QSL info empty. I don't have a checkbox. Is that right?
That is correct. All right, so now click on done, and you'll see the format change, and it'll just be the necessities, and that might correct your problem.
Well, it did throw out a bunch of stuff, that's correct, but I still have, like, on the call sign, for some reason, K-A-8-J, and then dot, dot, dot.
Alrighty, so there's not enough room. So now what you gotta do is go over to where, put your mouse over by the word call sign and state. And when you get there, it will make the, it'll make like two little lines and two little arrows. Push on your left mouse key and move that box over. Make that box bigger.
Okay, I got that. Oh boy, I tell you, really, I must be a real dumbbell not to figure this stuff out. Okay, thank you very much. I don't want to hold it up, but you helped enormously. I really appreciate it.
Roger, roger. And you can make, like, the member ID, you can make that box small. The preferred name, you can make that box bigger so you see their name. The remarks, you can make bigger. Their full name, go between the name and the status and make that bigger. So you can expand those fields to see the important stuff. Over.
Okay, I'll definitely, I'm moving them around now but as we speak, but I tell you, I haven't been on an active ham for the last 20 years, so I'm really, I got an old 430, and people talk about Lenons and all these other transceivers, and I feel like I'm in the woods someplace, in the dark. Over.
Well, you're not in the dark. You're running a Kenwood 430, which is a nice radio. I'm running a 570. I'm a definite Kenwood buff, so all righty. Mr. Jesse, I want you to add to the list K4BFR. He'll be the down at the bottom after Dave, and I'm going to hand it back to you. Thanks for letting me interrupt the net.
Okay, Roger. Give me a call one more time.
The gentleman is Michael. It's Kilo 4 Bravo Foxtrot in a Romeo. He is on Netlogger. He's a brother from another band. He usually has some pretty interesting stuff, and I told him that he would call on him at the end.
Okay, where's Michael out of?
Michael is out of North Carolina.
Okay, got it then. Thanks, Bob. I clear with K-A-H-A-L-Y in the Wednesday Night Living Net. I'm KG4ZXNFC. Clear with Mr. Galley. That was WB2JAX. And glad you got him straightened out on the logger, Bob. Alright, moving down to Mr. David, Kilo Charlie 4, Romeo X-Ray out of Tennessee. You're next on the list, sir. What do you got for the second round? Okay, Mr. David must have checked out also, so Kilo Charlie 4, Romeo X-Ray, one last call. Are you still with us? Okay, I'm hearing nothing from Mr. David. He must have signed early. Kilo 4, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, Mr. Michael out of North Carolina. Come on in, sir.
I appreciate that, Jesse. I'm glad to be here tonight. Yeah, this is one of those nets that I actually enjoy listening to the people talking, because it ain't about hatred, it's about common sense, and that's the way we need to be moving around right now, is getting a hold of people that actually use their brain for something other than keeping the hat warmed up.
Well, now that I am in complete compliance, sir. Mr. Michael, what part of North Carolina you at?
I am located approximately 35 miles northwest of Durham, North Carolina.
Okay, northwest. Northwest of Durham?
Yes, sir. If you come out of Durham and go exactly north 30 miles, then take a left and go exactly west 12 miles, I'm out there in the woods.
Okay, well, I'm not quite familiar with that part of the country, but okay, I'll take your word for it. Hey, right, well, do you have anything else you would like to add?
I'm just sort of sitting back watching things fall apart. I woke up a couple of days ago and felt like 1975 all over again, and I didn't like that one either. But, yeah, there's a whole lot going on, and the one thing that's going to hurt the people most out here right now in my neighborhood is that ban that they're trying to put on the Russian ammunition. That will take care of 40% of all the ammunition in the United States if he does that.
Well, you know, that's their game plan to begin with, is to stifle us out, steal our weapons, and take our Constitution. So, yeah, they're all about doing that. And I'll be doggone if I'm going to allow them to do it to me and my family and everybody I know. So hopefully we can all stick together on that. Hey, well, thank you, Michael, and good to have you aboard. We got one last quick round. If you want to stick around for it, you're welcome to do so.
I'm going to be in town for about another 5 minutes here, and then I got to go find out where the bedroom is before I get in trouble. Like I say, 5 more minutes, I'll be listening in to you, and then I've got to check out to put me down as a one and done place.
Hey, very good, Mr. Michael. Well, God bless you, sir, and take care. And you have a blessed day. So, K4BFR, Michael, out of North Carolina, clear with you, sir. And you, and we'll hope to hear you again on down the line.
Roger that. Thank you, Robert, for getting me in here. K4BFR, sir.
Roger, Roger, Michael. It was a pleasure to have you. Thank you for going on NetLogger so I could see you. Over. Mr. Jesse, back to you.
All right, well, let's move it back to the top. This is KG4ZX. And I see the Vertifrog State of Pennsylvania once again. I am Jesse. And your net control. I am just going into the 73 round. Well, I'm going to start it off with my last final comment that I wanted to add tonight. And hopefully you guys are listening up. Huge. And this is off of InfoWars. Yep, Alex Jones. And I listen to him as much as I can because most of your factual news is coming out of InfoWars and all these websites that promote patriotic America. Well, anyway, Japan recalls 1.6 3 million doses of Moderna COVID vaccine. Why? Due to foreign material contamination. Foreign contamination. You think Moderna would have figured this out by now? And it takes Japan people to figure it out. Anyway, Japan KBS News reported on Wednesday that the National Health Ministry is suspending the use of 1.63 million doses of Moderna COVID-19 China-19 vaccine jabs. It's not a vaccine, guys. It's a jab. It's poison. Anyway, after 8 vaccine distributions, distribution centers across Japan reported contamination of Moderna jab into foreign material. The Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare made the sales, made the call to halt the shot. Japanese drug maker Takeda Pharmaceutical Company is in charge of overseeing sales and distribution of Moderna vaccines in the country. Moderna allegedly promised to conduct an investigation into the issues after a request from Takeda. In the meantime,
Takeda is asking medical institutes and others that provided the vaccine to jab to stop administering it immediately. Over 10 million doses of Moderna jab has been used in the country since it was approved for emergency use. Did you hear that, guys? Emergency use. Approved for emergency use in May of 2021. So it's not legal to force anything on you if you don't want it. According to the Japanese contract of Moderna, the nation was set to receive 50 million doses by September. We will work with the Ministry of Health and Labor and Welfare to deal with the supply of alternatives and will strive to minimize the impact on the vaccine. We will work closely with Moderna and the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare to promptly fix this problem. We will do our best to respond. So, hey, if they're pulling that kind of crap in by giving Japanese Moderna shots foreign material inside their doses, well, guess what? How many of us Americans out here has been forced into receiving these jabs with the same problem, and nobody's looked into it? So make it what you will, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're being poisoned. I think it's genocide, and I think the war is upon us, and we all need to wake up and smell the coffee. This is KG4ZXC, heading it down to Mr. Bob, KHLY, in the Wednesday Night Listening Net. Take it away, Bob, for your 73 round.
All right, Jesse, my last article's kind of funny. Man photographed as a baby for Nirvana's Nevermind album files a lawsuit against the band. The man who was photographed naked, the computer went one step too high. The man who was photographed naked as a baby and later ended up in Nirvana's iconic Nevermind photo album filed a lawsuit Tuesday alleging he was a victim of child pornography. This is from the Blaze News. The album cover shows Spencer Elton, now 30, in a swimming pool as a then infant with his penis exposed. Oh my God! The image used for the cover of Nirvana's sophomore 1991 album cover includes a digital imposition of a dollar bill on a fish hook that the baby looks like he is trying to grab. The cover was widely considered a rebuke of capitalism. I guess we had crazy bastards back then too. Non-sexual nude photos of infants are generally not considered child pornography under law. But Elton's lawyer, Robert Y. Lewis, alleges the inclusion of the currency in the shot makes the baby appear like a sex worker. Guys, his penis is the size of the end of my finger. But anyhow, maybe that's what he's mad about. He has such a little dick in there. Kurt Cobain chooses the image depicting Spencer like a sexual worker grabbing for a dollar bill that is positioned dangling from the fish hook in front of his nude body with his penis explicitly displayed. The suit filed in the U.S. District Court of Central District of California. Go figure, it'd be California where all the wackadoodles are. Elton is asking for at least $150,000 for each of the defendants, who include surviving band members David Grohl and Chris Nvorslick, Courtney Love, the executor of Cobain's estate, Gary Osery and Heather Perry, manager of an estate, photographer Kirk Wilden, art director Fisher Fisker, and a number of existing or defunct record companies are released or distributed the album in the last three decades. Original Nirvana drummer Chad Channing is also named as a defendant, even though he had been replaced in 1990. Corbin commissioned the shot after he had seen a documentary on babies being born underwater. Thought the image would be a cool cover. Fisher told the magazine at the time the vision was a bit too graphic, so we went with the swimming baby instead. Instead of the baby being delivered, they just went with the swimming baby. So this guy is suing $150,000 per each person. It looks like there's about 10 people. So he wants a chunk of money because his little schmeckle was hanging out. So anything in California is crazy. The whole state is crazy. Why do what not? We cut it off and let it float into the ocean. KG, I can't even get it out. KG4 is EXC. KJY, the 73 round.
Alright, very good, Bob.
Wow.
Yeah, for what people won't do for money. You would think they would have took Mike Lindell's $5 million offer and found some distinctive voter fraud. But, I guess he didn't raise the price up enough to get a response from that. Hey, thanks, Bob. And, I'm sorry for the band and Ron at that point. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you being here and doing everything you do for the net, KAJOY. Hey, moving down in, let's see, November Echo 4, Mike Echo, Mr. Rusty out of Tennessee. Last call, if you're still around with us, sir, and you'd like to make a comment, come on in. Okay, well, we appreciate you being here tonight, Mr. Rusty, if you're still out there listening. Appreciate you being there, November 8th. November Echo 4, Mike Echo, Mr. Rusty out of Tennessee, clear and since he's gone. Then it goes down to Mr. Larry in 4ROQ. What do you got for the 73 around there, Mr. Larry?
All right, I got a tall man story here, tallest man in U.S. at 7'8" dies at age 38. Now this brings me back to thinking, you know, everybody says, well, you know, there wasn't any giants around years ago. Well, they're finding skulls. I found one in Mexico not long ago, and I've looked at it on the internet several times. It's large as a person's upper body, just a head. They found it in when they were excavating for something down there in Mexico, and unbelievable that the skulls they found in the skeletons. I've seen a bunch of different large skeletons that are humongous. I'm talking, gosh, I don't think it'd say exactly how tall, but to probably 30 to 40, 30 to 50 foot tall. His head was gigantic that they dug up in Mexico not very long ago. But getting back to this article, 7'8", he dies at 38. And this just comes from Rochester, Minnesota. Igor Roskowski, the tallest man in the United States, has died. Family said the Ukrainian-born Roskowski, died of heart disease on Friday at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. His mother, Svetlana, an ICU nurse at Mayo, initially posted about his death on Facebook. Roskowski came to the Mayo Clinic in 1989 as a child seeking treatment, a tumor pressing against his pituitary gland caused it to secrete abnormal levels of growth hormone. He grew to become the tallest man in the U.S. at 7'8", 8.33", and ended up staying in Rochester. His older brother, Ola Landon, L-A-D-A-N, of Brooklyn Park, said that Roskowski was a celebrity when he arrived from Ukraine because of his size and the flickering Cold War of the late 1980s. But Layden said Roskowski would have rather lived a normal life than be known. When he was 27, Roskowski traveled to the
New York City and was declared America's tallest living person by Guinness
World Record adjudicator on the Dr. Oz show.
So, that's what makes your brow there look like. The pituitary gland. And need to squeeze on a little bit there, Jesse.
I'll jump on up there.
But anyway, that's an interesting story. Jesse Jackson and wife remain hospitalized for COVID-19. She comes from Chicago, civil rights leader. Jesse Jackson and his wife, Jacqueline, remain hospitalized Monday after testing positive for COVID-19. Family members said both were admitted to Northwestern Memorial Hospital on Saturday. A day later, their son, Jonathan Jackson, said both parents were resting comfortably at the hospital and responding positively to their treatment. Jesse Jackson has been fully vaccinated.
He was fully vaccinated before he got this COVID-19, and I bet he's thinking, don't think your vaccine worked.
Jesse has been fully vaccinated. Jacqueline Jackson has not been vaccinated, according to the longtime family spokesman, Frank Watkins. The InfoWars host, his name is Owen Schroyer. He's a program for that website InfoWars in custody after being charged in the January the 6th riot. The U.S. Capitol official said Monday Schroyer, who hosts the War Room, that's a WAR room with Owen Schroyer for the website operated by Alex Jones, said Monday that he had to turn himself in Monday morning to face misdemeanor charges stemming from January the 6th. He is obviously completely innocent of the charges. But these liberal Democrats continue to use video and pick people out of the crowd. Whereas if you were Black Lives Matter, you could burn the whole city down. They wouldn't care. So that's the difference. All right, let's see. I'm going to probably leave it right there, Jesse. And shoot it back up in the UKG4ZXC, and appreciate you running the net, and Bob always helps out, does a great job, and thank you guys. The band seemed to be really good tonight, and they enjoyed everyone's comments. So back to net, I'm in for Waddle Q.
Hey, very good, Larry. And you're pegging the meter tonight. You're really doing a great job. Great signal, like 35 to 40 over S9. So great signal.
Hi.
Thank you, Mr. Larry. And you're absolutely correct. It's amazing what is going on around us. Appreciate it, Mr. Larry. Always a pleasure hearing from you out in beautiful Tennessee. Yes, Mr. Larry, A4ROQ.
Thank you, sir.
Moving down, it would be KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo. You want to see if Clint's got any final comments there, Bob?
Yes, Mr. Clint said, just saw the newsmax that the Proud Boys leader was sentenced to jail for burning a Black Lives Matter flag. I can't remember the gentleman's name. I believe he is part Cuban and maybe part Black or part Hispanic, but he was given 5 months for burning a Black Lives Matter flag, but you get nothing for burning an American flag. And of course, this is in the state of Washington, another hellhole in this country. But that was Clint's final thoughts was about the burning of that flag, which is kind of amazing. So back to you, Jesse.
Okay, thank you, Bob, and thank you, Mr. Clint. And yeah, I actually read that story, and I could not believe that
American flag is worth less than a BLM flag. Makes no damn sense to me.
All right, thank you, Bob, and thank you, Mr. Clint, out of Michigan up there behind Emory Lines. That's Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Echo Romeo, and I hope to hear from you again here Saturday night. And moving down to KO4FE, Mr. Bill, are you still with us, sir, or did you disappear for tonight? If you are, come on in. Well, God bless you, Mr. Bill. I know morning comes early, so KO4FE signed off. So that was Mr. Bill out of Pennsylvania. Okay, it goes down to KO4GSP. Mr. Rob, what you got for the final 73 round, sir?
I just want to say 73 to everybody, and thank you, KG4ZXC, for running the net, and KAKOY, and I hope everybody has a great rest of the week, and God bless everybody.
Well, thank you there, Rob. Appreciate it. Once again, KO4GSP out of beautiful South Carolina. Hey, Mr. Moe, KD0RSA out of Nebraska. You got any final say, Mr. Moe?
You'll have to relay, Bob.
All righty. Mr. Moe, any last thoughts? KD0RSA, KAHJOY. Mr. Jesse, I think, I know he has a hard time copying some of the other stations that don't have amplifiers, so I think Mr. Moe called him tonight. Let me try one more time. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Nothing heard. Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, thank you again, Bob. Clear with Mr. Bob, KJOY, and our Saturday night net controller. And Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, if you're out there, Mr. Moe, God bless you, sir. It's always a pleasure hearing from you. So, Mr. Moe out of Nebraska, God bless you, sir. Thanks for being there. Mr. David, KC4, Romeo X-Ray out of Tennessee. Are you still with us? You got anything you would like to add if you are, sir? Okay, I'm hearing nothing from Mr. David. That was Kilo Charlie 4 Romeo X-Ray, David out of Tennessee. Hope he comes back Saturday night as well. Sir, if you're still out there listening, thanks for dropping in. Mr. Michael out of North Carolina, K4BFR. If you're still with us, sir, do you have any final thoughts?
I saw on NetLogger that Mr. Michael also checked out because he had to, he left a message that he had to get some O2. It says, have to get O2 set up for XYL. So he checked out, Mr. Jeff.
Okay, roger, roger. All right, well, we're with Mr. Michael out of North Carolina, KF4BFR. So thank you for joining us tonight. All right, well, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net running into Thursday morning. Once again, I'm proud to be your net controller tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to thank Mr. Bob for running the net logger and being there for his assistance. And does anyone have any gripes, moans, groans, quarrels, or grief, bitches, or anything else you want to add before we shut the mics and lift your neck down? Please come out. Okay, Mr. Bob, any final thoughts, sir?
No, I just would like to thank Paul, who's listening and recording. I want to thank him for his efforts, and I saved each one of those recordings. Hopefully, we'll get them on the website. Right now, they're just kind of saved in a file, so I want to thank him. I did not see Laura or Martin tonight. I know they've got their hands full. They've got to maybe make a trip to New Jersey, so I just, again, want to, I'll pass it back to you. Thank you.
Hi, Bob. Well, as we get ready to close tonight's Liberty Net,
I'd like to thank everyone who's checked in tonight, to all you Liberty Netters, including Mr. Bob and our net manager and his wife, Ms. Laura, into IRJ, and Ms. Laura into JTTS, and Mr. Paul for doing the recordings as well. And Bob, if you want to put the final closing statement, we'll call tonight. So over to you, Bob, for your final close.
All righty, Mr. Jesse. As Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Jesse wants to wish Mrs. Calamess a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Keith, W1WCR Victor, W9FAM Bird, K8INE Jim behind enemy lines, KN4CF Robert, N3GVA Mike, W2WCW Frank, W8MTB Harvey, K4GAR Harrison, KB2DYD Dennis, K2LO Eugene, and KI2J Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. God bless our troops as they are over in harm's way again. And I'm going to pass it back to you, Mr. Jesse. KG4ZX in a C, KAHJO in a Y.
All right, very good, and thanks again, Mr. Bob. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the closing hour of 12:18 here on the 26th of August, 2021. So, yeah, 26th of August, sorry. My mistake, my calendar was flipping me out there. All right, well, as we close tonight's Liberty Net, I'd like to thank each and every one who checked in once again. And Mr. Bob, thank you, sir. Mr. Larry out of Tennessee, always good to hear you, sir. And Mr. Mo out of Nebraska. And I'd like to thank our Silent Key as well, W1WCER, founding father here on the Liberty Net. And I'd like to thank everybody, and God bless each and every one. And God save America, because we need it. So 73's all, and have a great night. KG4, AXC, save a finger. Thanks, Bob.
Roger, Roger, you're welcome.
All right, I will call you tomorrow sometime, so be expecting a landline.
I'm assuming you're directing that to me.
Yes, sir, I sure am.
All righty. Well, I will look forward to looking at that phone and seeing it ring. The only thing I got planned is about 10:30 till about noon, I'll be at radio breakfast. But if you want to call me before 10:30, I'll be driving so we can talk.
Okay, sounds good, sir. Well, take care, and I'll see you later. KG4ZXA, clear with K8JOY.
Alrighty, I'm going to go watch some Greg Kelly on Newsmax and Grant Stinchfield. KAHJOY will be clear.